Oh, excuse me, Lord have mercy. I sound like Big Fatty. Big Fatty. Trying to think what could I say about Big Fatty? That's the problem is that, I don't want to do a show unless it's good and I have something to say. Unlike Big Fatty, who just gets up on there and talks about just old anything, goes up there, reads his mail. Flips through magazines like he's at the hairdresser's. What you gonna do? Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't want to do a show unless it's good and I have something to say.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 279 of the BFO for Friday, the 27th of February, 2009. And y'all, coming up on today's show, it's nothing but bad news on today's show, so just sit down and get ready to sniffle. That's right. Oh, Lord. Hi. Everyone, I hope your Friday is going well, y'all. Big Fatty is all choked up because today is the last day of Big Fatty Online Anniversarium Month. And y'all, that's sad because, we've all enjoyed celebrating the Anniversarium all month long. But it is coming to an end. This is the last day of the Mystery Lane music sing along. But we'll do it again. But today's the last day of the sing along. But anyway, so that's kind of sad. And y'all, the other sad thing is, I've been trying since Wednesday to download the Sea Hag show. And it wouldn't download, and it wouldn't download. And the same thing for the Trucker. I couldn't get the Trucker's podcast to download either. And y'all, I am filled with sadness because they both downloaded when I got home from work Thursday afternoon. So I guess I'll have to listen to them after all. Anyway, y'all, I am happy. I think that is all the sad news I have for you today. But I might come up with something else. I don't know. And, y'all, you heard Omar from the other O there at the beginning of the show today talking about how he only wants to do a show if it's good and he has something to say. Well, y'all, right after he said that on his show, he had 10 minutes of silence. Silence. Silencio. For those of you who live in the Mexico, silencio. And, Anyway, glass houses. So it doesn't pay to be ugly, y'all. It just does not pay to be ugly, y'all. I'm gonna sneeze. The hag was talking about looking into the light. Oh Lord, I looked into the light and I just sneezed. Oh Lord. Oh sneezy mech sneeze sneeze. Oh. Whew. All right, y'all, before the time gets away from us, I think that it is time to close out the BFO Anniversarium Month with our final installment from the resident historian of the BFO, and that would be Brian from Boston. And y'all, he has got some of his favorite moments from year one of the BFO, so please... sit down, and y'all, this may bring a little tear to your eye. I'm telling you, it's just going to touch your heart. It's going to touch your heart. It is. Just, I'm telling you. Heart touching.
Hey, everybody. This is Brian from Boston, the official historian of Big Fatty Online, here celebrating Big Fatty History Month with a little retrospective, a little medley, if you will, of what I think are the top moments of the past year of Big Fatty Online. Now, all of us as listeners, I'm sure we all have our favorite moments, our favorite memories of the past year. But what I've tried to do is go back and listen to all the old shows all over again and try to take those many, many hours of podcasting and narrow it down, sort of synthesize it down to 1 minute's worth of what I think represents the best of the past year, the top moments, the moments that represent what Big Fatty is all about. So give it a listen. Tell me what you think. Big Fatty, roll it.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Y'all, Big Fatty loves a pork rind. Oh, lordy. Excuse me. I just kind of... excuse me. I'm a little gassy. I had a taco salad. Take a shit right now.
Excuse me.
Oh, lordy.
Oh, dear Gussie. Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, dear Gussie. But that's okay, because I'm Big Fatty, and I can be fat.
Oh, lordy.
Oh, my God, y'all. I love that. You know, that probably should have been Big Fatty's ringtone. Oh, dear Gussie, dear Gussie. Brian, I know that you have gone to the dark side and are spending all your time with the sea hag over there. I know that. It's okay. You know, we all make decisions in our life that we will eventually regret. However, that last segment that you did for the BFO anniversarium month goes a long way to making Big Fatty a happy person. Y'all, you know what else makes Big Fatty a happy person? A bottle of gin. That's right, a little bottle of Tanqueray, or a big bottle of Tanqueray, actually. And y'all, since nobody has contacted Big Fatty about getting more information on the Sail Away gifts, Big Fatty went over to the... I tell you what, before I go any further with this, let's do this, shall we? It's time for Big Fatty's Cruise Update! Y'all, did I mention that I'm going on a cruise? That's right, me and Miss Porter and Granny and Miss Kitty are leaving in just 9 days. We're in single digits now, y'all, and I'm touching myself inappropriately because we will be getting on that brand new ship. We don't travel on these old worn out ships like the Golden Showers Princess. We're on the Celebrity Solstice, which only went into service in December of 2008. And so, y'all, we will be on there. Now, you know, I had mentioned earlier in the week that Big Fatty had put the link up for the Sail Away gifts. And, you know, I got some ugly comments about, that it was go-away gifts or something like that. Well, y'all, I didn't get anybody who was interested in sending Big Fatty a Sail Away gift, which is fine. That's fine. You don't have to do that. So Big Fatty went on to the celebrity website today and ordered himself a big old bottle of gin to be delivered. Did I say gin? I'm sorry. Tanqueray to be delivered to the stateroom. And that comes with the deluxe nut assortment also, and the mixers as well. So Big Fatty will be having an adult beverage with Miss Kitty on the veranda. Oh, Lord. Okay. Well, I'm glad we got that away. Y'all, 9 days. That's getting exciting. Did I mention that Miss Porter has been packed already for a week? Big Fatty hadn't even got clean underpants to go into the... Not that I'm going to take many, because, you know, Big Fatty doesn't like to wear the underpants very much. And see more bad news right there. You got to hear about Big Fatty not liking the underpants. Y'all, by the way, today is Friday, and it is payday, and I'm happy to report that the new turlets work better than the old ones did. I mean, they have got the suction and flushing force of a fire hydrant. And, y'all, there was other good news also. Guru Nudie was worried that it wasn't going to be strong enough. But, y'all, there is wonderful news. I had an e-letter this morning from the straight boyfriend. That'd be Straight Bob over there in the Australias. You know, he was moving. Now, y'all, in his note, he says, I've got 28 episodes of the BFO to listen to. Y'all, who in their fucking mind takes 28 days to move? And, I mean, it's not like he moved to a different country or a different continent. 28 days. That's why I've been worried. I've been worried sick, y'all. I wrote him back and I said, you know, that I've been very worried and that I thought that it might be good if there was some inappropriate touching to help me get over my my worries. So anyway, y'all, and that's the bad news for Straight Bob, because, you know, if he's got 28 episodes, that's more than 9 hours of the BFO he's got to listen to. And you know he'll have it listened to by tomorrow, by Saturday, by Sunday. You know he will. So anyway, if you don't know what Straight Bob looks like, go over there to the listener map. And he is on there without many clothes on, and he's got a big stick in his hand and all kinds of hot muscles. And he is my straight boyfriend. So, and now that English John is dead, you know. By the way, Miss Lauren was wondering if someone could help remove a dead body from her basement. So anyway, I think that there's probably something to it, y'all. All right, y'all, it is the last day of sing-along memory lane music, and I know you're going to know this one, too. I know you are. And, by the way, I still haven't received any calls from Larry the Lurker, so...
It's Larry the Lurker. I'm just calling. I really enjoyed the sing-along this week, and I hope that you have a lovely time. Someone told me you might be going on a cruise.
Anyway, so, we're going to sing the opening and the closing of today's Memory Lane Music.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're a modern Tony family. From the town of Bedrock, it's a place right out of history. Let's ride with the family down the street, through the courtesy of French McPete. When you're with the Flintstones, have a yabba-dabba-doo time, a dabba-doo time, we'll have a gay old time. Flintstones, meet the Flintstones, they're the modern Tony family. From the town of Bedrock, it's a place right out of history. One day, maybe Fred will win the fight, and that cat will stay out for the night. When you're with the Flintstones, have a yabba-dabba-doo time, a dabba-doo time, you'll have a gay old time.
Get ready to yell at y'all. Don't you love the Flintstones? It was a classic. Just a classic. And y'all, if you go over there on the YouTubes, you can find Fred and Barney smoking Winston cigarettes, because the Flintstones used to be brought to you by Winston. Because, you know, Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Y'all, let's do this.
Hello?
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 Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there? Yellow.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 It's the patron saint calling you from an Oscar party, and I'm here with the one and only...
Hello, Big Fatty. It's me. It's Larry H. Vader. That's D-E-D-E-R. And we're just having it up, you know, here. You wanted us to do a drunk cast.
What? Oh, Big Fatty. You are fat, number one. And number two, I'm out of things to say, but we're at the Oscar party, and it's tragic, but you would be the skinniest person in the ring, about. I'm just saying.
Oh,
hi, Big Fatty. This is Ron Sutta Soho, and you should be here. Where is your fat ass? You should be in this room. Thank you very much.
And you would fit in so well here, Big Fatty, because, you know, it's just a lot of fat. So anyway, you're still fat, and you still would be one of the thinnest people in the room. Maybe.
Oh, Lord, thank God it cut off, y'all. You know, you can only take so much of Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Oh, Lord. So anyway, you can only take so much of that. Y'all, speaking of the PNS explosion, they had a kind of a sing-along on their last show. They're going to be taking a week off because evidently PNS Noah is moving. He's been evicted from the PNS studio, and so they've got to find some new trailer for them to go into to do their show. But y'all, the chairman of the board, Rob Nelson Lindley Magoo, is back from his stage performance, and so he's back on there. And y'all, they did a sing-along, and they sat and they sang karaoke, and that's all they did on the last show. But y'all, the reason I bring them up is they said that one of their listeners was going to create a wiki entry on their show. And y'all, I think that would just be fabulous if somebody out there in BFO land knew how to create an entry in the Wikipedia. That's the wiki, in case you didn't know, about Big Fatty Online. And so if any of y'all, I hope you respond better to that than you did the Sail Away gifts, is all I got to say. But y'all, if somebody out there knows how to do that and would be willing to do that, I'm sure that Brian from Boston or the patron saint Tim Cormall from Tim Collin Ambulance, that they would be more than happy to supply some fromage. No, not fromage. What is that? That's cheese. Some, what is it? Stuff to go into a BFO entry in the wiki. So think about it.
Big Fatty. It's Bill from Polando. Actually, I'm on turnpike somewhere between Boca Raton and Orlando. Where am I? I'm the Fort Drum Service Plaza. I wonder what would happen at the Service Plaza. Anyway, I just was listening to the latest, Ruined podcast where you went into detail on this fucking gay cruise. Oh my God, I'm ready to kill myself. That's it. Have fun. Goodbye.
Oh Lord, y'all, that is Bill the Gay Construction. Oh dear Gussie. Y'all, that's Bill the Gay Construction Worker who used to do a podcast, but you know, now, obviously, he is just reviewing podcasts, and so if he hated the cruise update on a show earlier this week, then he's obviously going to hate today's show, and boy, is he going to hate all of next week, because y'all, I guarantee you, next week is going to be a cruise ship, a Palooza update, a Shatatorium. Maybe that'll be the name of today's show, Shatatorium. I wonder if I should write that down. You know, I wonder if that'll be interesting for anyone to listen to. Maybe someone else could do it on their podcast.
I don't want to do a show unless it's good and I have something to say.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay.
me. This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.